Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, how you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. You know, we survived the melee in Muskuta.
That we did.
It was an awesome weekend, and, you know, it was a great time for wrestling last weekend.
Yeah, that was... Before the show even ended, there were two matches made for our next show on August 15th.
Yes.
And one of those was LVK and Reinhardt are going to be in a no DQ, no holds barred match because they wound up battling to the outside of the ring and just an absolute fist fight endured on the outside of the ring, and both of them got the 10 count.
Yeah, I had to run out there. I mean, they were just brawling. I mean, they ignored the referee's 10 count, and the match was thrown out. So then Phoenix made the match, you know, in August. It's going to be LVK, Reinhardt, no disqualification, you know, no count out. Basically, anything goes in this match.
Yep, and also at the next show, we're going to be having Cassandra Golden taking on Nyx.
Yeah, it ended a little controversy when that little chihuahua, whatever it was, he was biting my ankles. I was trying to get him out of the ring, and he was trying to bite my ankles, so I'm trying to get him out of the ring, and I turn around, and I didn't see anything that happened, you know. But the surprise was Jason Halbert coming out and basically saying that Cassandra Golden was screwed out of that title opportunity and needs another rematch. And that was kind of surprising to see that from Halbert. You know, we know Halbert. We've known Halbert for a long time. And he's not giving out opportunities like that to, you know, it's kind of weird. But it's nice to see a different side of him.
Yeah, and the fam retained the NGW yes. Tag Team Championship in their match against the Great Heathen Army.
Yep.
And then later on in the night, the fam actually came out to assist Ricky Cruz.
Yeah, you know, we knew when we found out that Chris Cade was not going to be able to make it to the show, we knew it was going to be probably a 2-on-1 handicap match, but they just decided to make it a 5-on-1 and decided to attack Ricky Cruz, but then the fam came out to save the day, and the match was made. Ricky Cruz and the fam taking on, you know, Virgil Holmes, Playboy Double H, and Tobias Storm in a 6-man tag for the main event. So not the night PYT wanted, but, you know.
But PYT walked away with a victory.
Yes, he did. Little controversy victory, you know. Using the ropes where I couldn't see. It was out of my blind side where I was watching the shoulders. You know, Phoenix wasn't very happy with me at the end of the match, but I was watching the shoulders. I didn't see the, you know, Tobias, I know he's a little sneaky, but, you know,
he utilizes the creative tactics.
He does. And he did use my blind side to where I could not see his foot on the rope for that pinfall. But, you know, they walked away with the victory.
We have an interesting point from the infamous Dardar here saying, wait, whoa. They shouldn't have put Virgil in the match. He isn't a wrestler.
Well, technically he's not, but he decided to get involved in that little ambush on Ricky Cruz. So if you're going to get involved, you're going to get involved in a match. And that's what happened.
And of course, you know, we had Navi Kai in action trying to win the Lightning Division Championship.
Yes. You know, Navi gave him everything he had, but, you know, it was no stand against, I hate saying this, Preacher. There. I said the first one, got that one out.
On the board.
Yes, got it out of the way early. Let's stay away from 2 and 3 now.
So, okay.
Okay. And it was, yes. I mean, you know, Navi Kai put up a great fight, but, you know, that Gospel Damnation, they got the numbers, and they used the numbers to their advantage.
And Sid Holland retained the Wrestling for a Cure Championship against Jerry Morgan.
That was a match. I mean, you know, I knew those two were going to bring everything they got, and that was going to be a fight. But, you know, it shows what kind of champion that Sid Holland is, that he'll do anything for that Wrestling for a Cure Championship and those fans. And, I mean, but Jerry, you know, Jerry didn't go down without a fight. I mean, that was exactly what I expected it to be, a fight.
No, I mean, like, now let me ask you this here, Scott. Because the match ended. Jerry wasn't pinned.
Yes.
And technically he didn't submit.
Yes. But he passed out.
Right. So you stopped the match because yes. he couldn't continue.
It was referee's discretion. I stopped the match because he passed out. So he didn't tap. He didn't submit. I called the match from him passing out. So,
yeah. Oh, we have Jason Heath. And hello, Alex and Scott. How's it going, Heath?
Yeah.
W sound technician. And yes, Dardar, I liked the new signs that you made.
I didn't get to see her new sign. She said she had a new sign for me, but I didn't get to see it.
She had a wonderful thank you, Peggy Minder sign.
Yeah. But hopefully I'll get to see it this weekend, you know, IWA.
Oh, so. We got Donde in the chat, too.
Yeah, Donde. So if my internet cuts out, I got a little story for you. Donde was bored, so I decided to send Donde outside in the heat to dig holes looking for dinosaur bones. Well, I think he hit my internet cable, and now I don't know. Yeah.
Why would you send him out looking for dinosaur bones?
I don't know. It's like he got tired of, like, bashing his head up against the wall. So you got to find something for him to do. It's just you got to find different stuff for him. He likes to do. He likes to look for dinosaur bones. So just give him a shovel and dig him up, you know.
Scott played stupid games and won a stupid prize.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
Daughter says, oh, Scott, you'll see your new sign at NGW. She won't be at IWA this weekend.
Oh, okay. We'll have to wait till August.
Send him with Burt Candy. But, you know, speaking of IWA this weekend, I'm very excited because last month at IWA, we had a surprise return.
Yes, we did. A very surprise return. You know, somebody we didn't think we were going to see back.
Yeah, we haven't seen Shrapnel in 11 months.
Yes. And when that music hit, I was kind of a little hesitant. I was like, well, it's not really him. And then when I seen him, I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually him. Holy cow, he's actually back. What the heck? Like, it was one of those, like, because, you know, the last time we seen him wasn't very, it was a very unfortunate last time we seen him, but we haven't seen him in a year. But
and you know, we will be seeing him again this weekend as A Boy and His Monster take on Valence.
Yeah. A new tag team to IWA Productions, you know, A Boy and His Monster returning, you know, back together a little over a year, finally back together, you know.
Yeah, and but, you know, more importantly, Shrapnel is our guest tonight.
Yes.
And let's take a look at some of Shrapnel's accomplishments. IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Champion 2 times. IWA Productions Tag Team Champion 2 times. Winner of the Mount Vernon Rumble match. IEW Tag Team Champion. IEW Midwest Champion. 8 years as a professional wrestler. Trained at KCXW. He's also had training by Bob Orton, Bob Evans, Ricky Morton, Ronnie Nicole, and Matt Cross. Is that your brother, Scott?
Yeah, it's my brother from another mother.
And a fun fact about Shrapnel, he was once in a triple threat match against El Diablo and Matt Cross and won.
Yeah. And Shrapnel, you know, they said winner of the Mount Vernon Rumble. He was the winner of the first ever Mount Vernon Rumble.
Oh, that's even better.
That he was the first ever Mount Vernon Rumble. So.
Oh, so Scott, what do you say we go ahead and bring Shrapnel on?
Yeah, let's bring him on.
Hello, Shrapnel.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Couldn't be better.
You know, we got Dardar right off in the comments here going, she thought Shrapnel died.
Yeah. A lot of people did. They were always asking me, texting me, sending me messages, checking on me. And I told them I wasn't sure when I was coming back.
Yeah, I mean, but the last time that we saw you was at IWA Productions 1 year ago, and that was where Scar appeared to have, beaten you to a bloody pulp.
Yep.
Oh, we got Jason Heath saying, welcome in, Shrapnel. He misses you.
Yep, missed all you guys, too.
So what happened there? Why haven't we seen you for the last 11 months?
So, I had an injury, an unfortunate injury, that's just part of my life, happened to my ankle. So I just had to have surgery on it, and unfortunately, time caught up.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. Time caught up to me, and it was time to fix it, so...
Was this a previous? This was a previous injury, wasn't it?
Yes, it's been a life injury. So basically, quick story: I was born with clubbed foot. So I've had multiple reconstructive surgeries prior, and then it was just part of it. Another one had to happen, so that's what happened.
And long road to recovery, obviously, with you being out for 11 months.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty bad the first month or so after the surgery. I couldn't hardly walk whatsoever. It took me probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months, to even start putting pressure on it again. So
we have the infamous Dardar saying, "Hi, Shrapnel, good to see you back. I remember the first time I saw him, didn't know how to say his name, so he was known to me as the purple guy." Yep. I guess that's because of your gear.
Yeah, everybody. It's some people have a hard time pronouncing Shrapnel, so they just go purple guy. Especially the kids.
And then last month, we saw you make your triumphant return when you came out to the ring to help Savage in his match against the Gospel of Damnation. And I have to say, it was a rather surprising and high-impact return.
Yes.
Because there you are. First thing you do when you come back is climb to the top rope and do a missile dropkick onto Brujo wielding the chair.
Yes, that was a brutal drop kick, Sadalek. That was a brutal drop kick. So,
I mean, what a way to make a return, what a way to make an entrance.
Yes, I loved it. The fans and everybody were so welcoming. So,
I mean, it was so surprising that Savage had to check to make sure you were real.
Yeah, that was... I was not expecting that, I'll say that.
Yeah, we got Ariel saying that pop was insane.
Yes.
I for one, am extremely happy to have you back in the fold. And I know Scott's probably pretty happy about it, too, because I know he loves reffing your matches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I make him work.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do. Well, when I heard, I was like, wait a minute. That ain't him. And then when I seen you get in the ring, I was like, wait a minute, is he back? I was like, because I hadn't seen you all day, and I'm like, wait a minute, is he back? I was like, huh. And the crowd was just, they were so happy. It kind of was like, it got to the point where after 11 months, it's like, is he coming back? When is he coming back? So it's like the timing was perfect because Savage was needing your help, and you came out the perfect opportunity. And now you guys are back in action. You guys are back in, hopefully, the tag team scene in IWA.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get those tag team titles back, hopefully.
Yep, that's our goal. We kind of gave everybody a little glimpse of that last month as we beat the Gospel Domination.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm really excited to see you back in action full time. But I got to tell you, it's just... Like Dardar said in this comment here, she was in absolute shock when you came back. I think everybody really was.
Yeah, I didn't think. I actually started questioning it myself if my doctor was even going to give me the clearance to come back.
Mm.
Because here's another short story. When he first did the surgery and I got the cast taken off and everything, I asked him, I was like, so... when can I start therapy? When can I start to try to go back to wrestling? He said, his words exactly was, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to return to it.
Oh.
And then I told him I was doing it prior and everything. And he said, well, if you was doing it with the way your foot was beforehand, and it was pretty bad, how the way I was wrestling on it. And I was doing that for 7 years prior to that, 7.5, whatever it was. I was doing that for a while, so I was wrestling on it like that. He was like, well, it'll be better now, so you should be able to do it. And then here I am.
All right. Everybody, make sure that if you have a question for Shrapnel, you're dropping it in the comments down below, because later on we're going to be playing a game with Shrapnel, and you might win a signed poster of the next NGW show. We actually have a question from Jason Heath. What title, or even titles, are you locking your sights on when you return to NGW?
That is a very good question. That is a very good question. And the answer to that question is really any of them. You know, the goal is always the top title, the heavyweight title. That's always the top goal. But if I got to work my way up by going through the Lightning division, the tag division, whatever it is, I will do that. So, any of them, that's the answer. I'll take any of them. I'll do whatever it takes to be on the top.
Yeah, we currently have, quite the Lightning Division champion. And the fam currently holds the tag team champion. And, of course, yep. Playboy Double H is our heavyweight champion.
Yep, I've faced Playboy numerous of times. I mean, like I said, I've faced Marcellus and the fam a few times. It's always a friendly battle with them. So it doesn't matter who it is. It's always a friendly battle unless you're in the way of me reaching my goals.
And we got Dardar asking, who or what inspired you to wrestle?
Oh, that's also a good question. You know, who inspired me to wrestle was actually my favorite wrestler of all time, Eddie Guerrero. So that's where I got the inspiration from, was Eddie. I first saw him, and it was something. I mean, I just couldn't take my eyes off the screen when I saw him wrestling. So ever since then, he just kind of hooked me on it. So.
That's a good answer. I mean, Eddie, I remember Eddie in WCW.
Yeah, especially that match against Ray. That was probably my favorite one. Oh, what was that? That was Havoc, I think it was.
Yeah.
His most famous one with Ray, I think. Yep.
Yeah. Halloween Havoc, he had. Jason going, Eddie, viva la raza. Oh, we got some interference here.
Yeah, I hear that. I was like, what is that?
Oh, are you with us here, Shrapnel? Oh, I think we've lost Shrapnel.
Did we? No, he's there. Oh,
can you hear? Can you still hear us? Because we can't hear you.
I think we lost the sound on his end.
Yeah, I think we've.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I hear you.
There we go.
There we go.
I didn't know what happened. I was like, I see the lips moving. I just can't.
Yeah.
Just can't.
Ariel asking who invited the aliens.
Yeah, that was kind of. Yeah, it's always technical. It's Donde messing with my internet. He's out there digging for dinosaurs. I told him to climb the tall pole so he can see where to dig. And he's up at the, I don't know, power pole or whatever it is.
That's a safety hazard, man.
That's fine. It's Donde. It'll be all right.
You got Donde saying he's sorry he fixed it.
See, yeah, see, he's on it. See, all you gotta do is just tell him to go on and fix it. He'll fix it.
So you started wrestling 8 years ago.
Yes. Yes, I've always wanted to wrestle since I was a little kid. I mean, that was my lifelong goal. I'd grow up wrestling the teddy bears, whatever I had at my likings, I would take them, go to the living room, go outside, anywhere I could. I'd want to wrestle. I'd just do my best. And then I finally asked my parents to sign me up back. I started April 1st of 2017. So,
all right. And you've been trained with Bob Orvin, Bob Orton, mm-hmm. Bob Evans, not the sausage.
Not the restaurant. Not the restaurant. I didn't go there and train.
I was like, I didn't know
Bob Evans had a wrestling school.
That's where I got trained at. Bob Evans wrestling school. It's like you get pancakes and, you know.
Get all your vitamins, proteins, anything you need.
Exactly.
And then, your fun fact about you once being in a triple threat match against El Diablo and Matt Cross.
Yes, that was actually a really fun match. El Diablo is a really good friend of mine that I wrestled with and stuff in KCXW. So,
yeah, he is quite the talent.
Yes, I don't know if anyone's ever seen him wrestle, but I highly recommend, if you haven't, to see him wrestle. He's one of those guys I will wrestle any chance I get because our chemistry is just insane.
Yeah, that he's a really fun one to photograph. And Matt Cross too.
Yes. He's a phenomenal talent. I loved his work he did in Lucha Underground as the Son of Havoc and all that. I mean, he's just fantastic. I mean, even just sitting there getting to pick his brain in the locker room or wherever we was.
Where all have you wrestled at? So you started at KCXW, so you started in Kansas City, right?
Yes, I started there. And then my second place I wrestled was IWA. That was the second place, and I've wrestled WPW, Pro Wrestling Epic. I've wrestled New Wave Pro. I've wrestled for Destination Addicted. NGW, Ignite.
You've just been kind of all over the area.
Yep. What's the other one? MMWA, I've wrestled for. I've just wrestled all over for real. I've even wrestled in Texas for the AWIF Alliance program thingy or whatever it is. Whatever one that is. Yeah. I made a big trip down there with a few other wrestlers. And let's just say it was an experience. We'll leave it at that.
Was that the famous Houston screw job?
Oh, yes. The Houston screw job.
The infamous Houston screw job,
where the story that Marcellus loves to tell everybody is there was a tiger loose when we got there. And by the time we left, it was put itself up. He always says it is because I was in town. Because by the end of the night, the first night we got down there, I needed a babysitter. So.
Oh, we have IWA Productions saying AIWF, where Donde first met everyone.
Yes. That's the promotion. I wrestled for them.
Yeah. And then we have Herb Simmons in the chat saying, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Mr. Simmons, one of the members of the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame, where I was at on Sunday, and they had a absolutely phenomenal ceremony there. If you missed it, you missed a good time. They honored Peggy Minder there, which was very great. Peggy, very deserving to go into the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame. She is a super fan. Yeah. All over the place. I think everybody in the area who's involved in wrestling knows Peggy Minder. And we also have Dardar asking, would you want to face Playboy again for the title? Says that he'll remain the best champion. No one can take it away from him.
You know, I'll face Playboy any chance I get. So every time I see him, every time he sees me, he's always giving me crap, you know? And, you know, that's just Playboy for you. He's one to always hold himself to the highest standards, just like myself, actually. I want to be the best. I want to do the best. I want to entertain your fans. So if me and Playboy is a match that people want to see, I mean, I can talk to the managers or the head officials, whatever, and we can try to make it happen.
The problem with Playboy now is he's aligned himself with some very powerful people. And PYT is getting stronger now, and they do like to play the numbers games and use creative tactics, as Alex likes to use it. But I call it cheating.
Dante is starting to sing the Pokemon theme here.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I mean, you're right, Scott. They do have the numbers. They've always had the numbers when it comes to PYT.
Yes.
But I also have friends in the wrestling industry that will take my back if that's what needs to happen.
We got A. Jameson in the chat asking, where is Donde at?
He is outside, I think. I don't know.
Looking for them dinosaur bones, eh?
Well, I mean, it's only like, 110 out there. He'll be fine. I mean, he's got his winter coat on, his scarf for some reason. I don't know why he put his boots on. I don't know. You just gotta give him time, because in between these wrestling shows, you gotta give Donde time to do something, because he gets bored very easy. And Herman, you could talk to him all day and he's quiet. He doesn't say nothing. He just listens to rock music.
You don't need to teach me to understand the power, Donde.
He's trying to help you.
I'm just waiting for what he's going to put for the next line. But we also have, Kevin Cavini in the chat saying, good evening, gentlemen. Donde, Dardar is feisty.
Yeah, she always is.
Donde says it's going to rain and he doesn't want to catch cold. Okay. And we also have the current NGW Lightning Division champion dropping in the chat here.
Oh, look who it is.
And look, also part of the IWA Productions tag team as well. So you're looking to kind of face off with him to get the ball rolling in IWA.
Yep, me and Savage are looking to go back to the top of the tag team division.
Yeah.
That's always the goal.
And this Saturday, you got a new tag team coming into IWA. Well, they're new to IWA fans, but, you know, a new tag team coming in. You know, you and Savage are going to team up again.
Yes, we are. We're going to team up
against Violence.
Yep. Yep.
So, second official match back.
Yes, that would be my second official match back, the first being the surprise return.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to be you're hoping, I'm sure, for winning that to really get you and Savage started to catapulting to face Preacher and Gospel of Damnation for the tag team champion.
Why?
We're
up to two.
We are at two now, yes.
But yes, we are looking to get up there to face the Gospel of Damnation and regain the IWA tag titles. So, whatever that takes, whatever teams we have to go through to get there.
Now, does the team of the Gospel of Damnation worry you at all?
You know, so they did take me out. They were the ones to delay my career for 11 months. So there's always that fear of, could that happen again? There is. But if you always live with the fear of, could it happen or will it happen? You'll never know. Because it's always just a what-if scenario. So, you know, you just got to kind of go at it head on. Face some fear sometimes. So.
Yeah, I didn't sense any bit of fear at you at all. I mean, I said the first thing you did when you came back was missile dropkick.
Yes, yes, I did. Like I said, that was probably the most brutal missile dropkick I've ever delivered to someone.
Yeah, it looked that was pretty gnarly. Brutal because that chair went right back into his face.
Yes. I mean, that's what you got to do with a guy like Brujo. You got to take him out with something because, you know, he's a very powerful guy.
Yes, he is. He's powerful, strong, you know. Will do anything to win a match. So even if that means cheat or whatever it is. So but you can't apparently have no fear going up against them. So
apparently Donde's afraid of snails though.
That's an interesting thing.
That's an interesting fact about Donde there.
And Mary. Sock puppets.
And sock
let's not talk about sock puppets.
Oh, we got a little trauma with sock puppets.
Let's not talk about sock puppets.
Oh, the camera guy's scared of sock puppets too.
Sock puppets aren't my friend. Okay, so little camera guy side story. Way back in, I think it was second grade, we were making sock puppets for as part of a class assignment. We were sewing the eyeballs on them, and I accidentally sewed the sock puppet to my hand.
Oh, he had a permanent sock puppet.
Yes, that was not. So I'm not exactly a sock puppet fan.
Oh.
Oh, Dara says, seeing Shrapnel come back. The last time I went to IWI, I was really surprised and happy to see him back. But sadly, she had to boo him because she's got to support the gospel and PYT.
I mean, hey, everybody has their likings, so.
Yeah,
if that's who they enjoy watching, so.
I'm real excited to see, you know, where you're going to be going from here.
Yes, I'm like we were talking about earlier about where I've wrestled and stuff. I'm open to wrestle anywhere.
I mean, there's quite a few faces that I'd like to see you go up against in the ring. I mean, one of them being like, you know, member of PYT, Tobias Storm, Chris Cutler.
Yes, I've wrestled both of them too. So,
and of course, you know, we've got a couple new, you know, fresh faces like Navi Kai.
That's a match I'd like to see, Shrapnel versus Navi Kai.
Yes, I mean, Navi Kai is a phenomenal talent, good friend. Again, I would wrestle if that's what it took to get to the top of a division or wherever it is that we're going to go on this adventure. I'll do it.
Then we've also, you know, got new faces like Burt Candy around, too. Yes. I mean, he's an interesting talent. I mean, he didn't fare too well this last weekend, but we did get an amazing, you know, photo out of it, though.
Yeah.
That we used for this right here. So when you wake up and it's only Thursday, when you realize that means NGW High Voltage is on tonight. And Dara bringing up a good point. Don't forget Sid Manson.
Forget that little guy.
What'd you call him earlier, Scott?
Little chihuahua. He's trying chihuahua. To bite my ankle. He was trying to bite my ankles.
That could be. Have you faced Manson before?
I have in IEW. I faced
Sid. Oh.
But he's more crazy now than what he was in IEW.
Yes, yes, very much so, especially aligning himself with the gospel of damnation. So.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, you know, they're building up like PYT to where you have to have your head on a swivel when you're facing any of their members.
Yes.
Donde bring up a good point. He's just Manson now.
Yeah.
Not Sid Manson anymore, just Manson. We had Xavier Twist asking what's up.
well, Manson, whatever, but he scares the crap out of me, whatever he is.
Oh. Well, why is that, Scott?
He's just, I don't know, he's a little creepy little guy. He just comes out of nowhere. Never know where he's going to pop out of. Like I said, one show, went out to put my bag in the car, he come out, crawled out from underneath my car and just started, like, walking backwards across the parking lot. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to leave. Scary little guy.
I mean, he takes good pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does seem to be a rather competent in the ring.
Yeah. So, Shrapnel, having both success, having both success in singles and tags, what would you see as a pro con of both?
So let's start with the single side. The single side of pro is you really get to rely on yourself and your own talent. And, you know, sometimes, yes, me being a smaller guy, I get paired against the biggest guy in the locker room. But that doesn't stop me. I mean, my heart's way more bigger than anything else, you know, my courage and everything. So I will always approach every match as the match, the number one top match. So I give it everything I have, leave it all out there for the fans. That's the pro to it. The con to it is, yes, I am the smallest guy. I am usually one of the smaller guys. So that is a con to being in singles. For the tag side, one of the biggest pros right now is my tag partner. Having a big guy like Savage in my corner to back me up and be there when I need it to help. You know, that is a big pro on my side for the tag. And then a con would probably be we usually find ourselves in situations to where we're outnumbered, where it's usually just me and Savage against the numbers. So it happens. I mean, again, it's wrestling. Not everything's going to go your way. So.
So you have the NGW Lightning Division champion. Manson has seen the darkness. His eyes are open. He knows his place and serves his purpose well.
This purpose is to scare the crap out of me. He's succeeded many times.
His purpose is to be a servant of the gospel of damnation, as far as I can tell.
Well, I mean, that's his. He's just scary, so that's all I know.
And we have one of the highest honors from Dardar here for you, saying, hey, Shrapnel, maybe when you come back to NGW, I'll have a sign for you.
Hey, I would appreciate that, you know? I mean, I always love seeing and interacting with the fans and seeing what they have. I actually had one fan make me a custom sign and give it to me. That was really nice. So
who so far would you say has been your favorite opponent?
Oh, so far my favorite opponent. I've had a lot of favorite opponents. Oh, it's hard to choose just one. It really is. It really, really is. But if I had to choose just one, I would say, let's see. Oh, that list, there's a very long list of names I'm having right now. It goes through my head. But one of my favorite matches was, Playboy. Pretty Boy Floyd, I mean. My fault.
Oh.
Yes, the one that just retired, Pretty Boy Floyd. He was probably my favorite opponent to wrestle. because every time we got in there, like, it would just be chemistry that was unmatched, you know. It was just untouched chemistry between me and Pretty Boy Floyd. So he's probably – Playboy's another one, though. I'm not going to take away the credit from there either, so. But Pretty Boy Floyd was it.
What would you say so far has been the most important lesson you've learned in the ring?
Most important lesson for me, well, it's actually come since my injuries happened. It's actually been that I don't have to rely on all the high flying, being the smallest guy. I know that's what everybody looks for with smaller guys is, hey, he's going to fly, he's going to do this and that. I mean, but that has a lot of wear and tear on the body. It's a lot more risk than there is reward to that. So that's the thing I've learned.
Coming from the guy who his first move back was the missile dropkick.
Yes. Yes, very much so. I was skeptical of even if I was going to be able to even perform that correctly.
Oh. So are you going to feel like you have to change your style up on your return then?
I'm not, no. Is it going to change a little bit? Yes, but that's with every wrestler. Every wrestler don't always stick to the same thing. Majority of them do, but not all of them. I mean, everybody changes their movesets all the time, so. Yes, I am gonna incorporate a little more groundwork, technician work and all that, but I'm not gonna just wipe away the high flying aspect and stuff. So
you got a couple cards in the back pocket of some new training, new maneuvers that you're gonna be trying out.
Yes.
Oh, can't wait to see that. And has your injury adjusted your psychology approach in any way?
It has. Because I've got to spend time monitoring and watching other people's matches and seeing how they work in the ring and stuff. And you just pick up off of that when you watch those, especially the high-level performers and stuff. You just watch them, study the tapes. You'll pick up from it. So, yes, I have the timing and all that good stuff, yeah.
Is there any thing that you've learned during your time away that you're going to be trying to adjust into your style?
Yes, it's what I'm going to try to work more towards is, they always say this, even when you're first getting into wrestling, whatever, if you think you're going too slow, go slower. You can never go, I mean, you can go too slow, but you can never go too slow, if that makes sense. I mean, you don't want to move like a snail. I know Donde's afraid of those, so let's not mention too much of that. But you don't want to move like that, but you don't want to move like super fast either, because you move too fast, you're going to end up hurting yourself or someone else. So, just slowing down, interacting with everybody while you're out in the ring. Those two things.
So, what do you think is the best part about being a professional wrestler?
The fan interaction, without a doubt. It's the fan interaction, because just the level of excitement that they give you and how dedicated they are to the art that we do is just unmatched.
You know, I've said multiple times before that the people who do independent wrestling aren't doing it to get rich, aren't doing it to get famous. You're doing it because you love it.
Yes.
And to have fans that are paying to see you in the ring and perform, that's got to be feeling like nothing else.
It is. It is a feeling unlike anything else. I mean, to quote the late, great Eddie Guerrero in one of his famous promos, it's a high like no other. I mean, just the high you get off of the interaction from them is just unmatched. Like, there's nothing I would rather do than be in front of a crowd and listen to them scream and yell and whatever it is that they love to do while they're at a wrestling show, and to just distract them from their real life for 2 hours or whatever it is. Because we don't know what anybody's dealing with in life. They could be super stressed out or worried about something. We never know, but the time that they're there and they're having fun and you see all that excitement on their face, it just puts a smile back on your face. So
you started out in Kansas City.
Yes.
Tell us about your first match.
Oh, my first match. Oh, it was...
Everybody remembers their first.
I do. It was not the best, I'll say that. I don't think anybody's first match is their best match, by no means. It was like no other. I mean, so just seeing the growth from then to now is just... It's really amazing. But my first match was a tag match. I teamed up with Hollis Giroux. I don't know if you guys know him. He's from the Kansas City area. He's really good talent. But I teamed up with him to take on another team. And by the end of it, I went to tag out, and he left me alone in a 2-on-1 situation. So...
Oh.
Just to say, it did not turn out for a good night for me. And that was 2 months. I think it was like 2.5 months into my training. They was like, hey, here you go.
But did you win?
No. Oh. No. Like I said, he left me hanging. I went to tag out after getting beat up, and he just... hopped off the apron and left me there.
Did you eventually get your comeuppance for him leaving you stranded like that?
Yes, I did. I mean, I've wrestled him multiple times too, and it's went back and forth between us. So, yeah.
Don is getting confused.
Yeah, he's saying that his first match was great. He lit 2 candles.
And probably himself.
I mean, that's your time. That's your sign of a good time, Donde.
Yeah.
Don't let me take that away from you.
So what was the ideas coming up with your character?
You know, the idea, what first brought it to site was I was in a former tag team when I was starting out, and I really wasn't sure of a name that I wanted to stick with. So my trainer from KCXW, he actually came up with the name Shrapnel. Because I was quick. I mean, I was explosive and everything else. So that's where the name originated from. Was from my trainer down in KCXW, and I was in a tag team with another guy. His name was Sarge. Our tag team name was C4. So it kind of stuck with that too.
So. As far as your current tag team, a boy and his monster, where you're teaming with Savage, I have to ask, why Savage?
Why not Savage? That should be the question. Why not? He's probably the biggest monster on the roster. I mean,
exactly. I mean,
if it goes bad, it's not going to be
teaming with the monster.
Yes, we had our fair share of wars prior to us teaming. We had our fair share of wars. But you know, in that time that you spend wrestling the people over again and again and again, you kind of build bonds with people, certain people. So it was just one of those things, you know. It's kind of trying to ease him out of that. Hey, you don't have to be this big, mean monster, but don't shy away from it if you need to. So.
HW Light Individual Champion saying shrapnel because you're splintered pain.
you know. I've always been a pain in Preacher, you know. Me and Preacher, we met years ago.
We are always watching.
That was three.
That was definitely three.
That was. But yeah, me and him, we met years ago, and you know, we've faced each other multiple times, again and again. So if he wants to wrestle again, I mean, he has a title I'm willing to come after if he wants to do it. So we can make it happen, maybe.
But as the old fans of IWA have seen, I'm sure, on Facebook and that, you've had other interactions with Savage outside of the wrestling ring, though.
Yes, we have. We've had different interactions. Like I said, we used to be at each other's necks, and now we're best of friends. So,
I mean, are you always wondering in the back of your mind, what if he goes back to the way he was? Because, you know, he is a monster. Yes. You know, I know right now he's on the good side, but, you know, he still has that in his brain. Does that always cross your mind with teaming with Savage?
You know, that's teaming with anyone. Because anyone can change just with the snap of a finger. You know, that's all it takes. It doesn't take much for one person to snap. I mean, it is a worry because he is a big monster, you know. But like I said, if that happens and we go back at each other's necks, I'm just going to do the same thing that we did prior, you know. Give it my all, do my absolute best, and what comes from that comes from that.
I mean, we all know that Savage hangs out down in his dungeon. And you're probably the only person that I know of that's been into Savage's dungeon.
Yeah, it's a very interesting place. I mean, literally, you just walk in, and it's literally like you see. I mean, it's color outside, and as soon as you go in, it's black and white. I mean, you just can't shy away from it. I mean, it is a different place. Let's say that it's a different experience when you're in the dungeon.
Yeah, Preacher saying you want a shot at my Lightning Division belt. Prove your worth, but be careful what you desire. May just be the official end to your career.
That's what they thought when they took me out the last time. But look at me now. I'm back. Better than ever. Ready to go to the top.
Yeah, you got sights on both of the titles he currently holds.
Like I said, any title. It doesn't matter. As long as we're at the top of that chain, you know? That's everyone's goal. It's every wrestler's goal is to be at the top.
But, you know, speaking of your tag team with Savage, we do like to play a little bit of a game here on the show. And I like to call that game... Shock Therapy. Now, to anybody new here, the way that Shock Therapy works is I'm going to ask our guest three questions. If he gets two out of the three questions right, he will win a prize, which is a signed poster for one of our lucky viewers. And tonight, you're going to be playing for Xavier Twist.
Okay.
And, you know, you're in a tag team with Savage called A Boy and His Monster. So I thought, what would be better questions than to ask you about other A Boy and His Blank famous pairings? Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Your first question. In the classic NES game, A Boy and His Blob, what does the blob eat to transform? Is it A, feelings of abandonment, B, jelly beans, C, Tide Pods, or D, pictures of tiny horses?
Oh, the NES. Oh, you're taking me way back. Shoot. That's probably the first console I grew up on. So, I mean, I just really don't. Oh, let's see if I remember back that far. B, jelly beans.
be jelly beans. And it is be jelly beans.
Look at that. Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, I don't think Tide Pods were around then.
I don't believe so. At least not what they do with Tide Pods prior.
It would have been a different it would have been a different 80s if the Tide Pods were around then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Back in the 80s, I mean, we knew not to stick soap in our mouths. We just drank from the hose, though.
We just held on to little pieces of dynamite while I was lighting it and just barely blew our fingers off. So, you know, Tide Pods would have actually been, you know, nice compared to what we were doing.
We threw darts at each other in the yard.
Yeah. And we would get Roman candles and just shoot it at each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, still do that.
I mean,
firecrackers.
I'm surprised we even survived. I'm surprised we even survived.
Yeah.
Firecrackers, bottle rockets, whatever you get.
Yeah.
Oh, did anybody, the things we did back in the 80s, NGW does not endorse any of these activities.
No.
By no means. Do not try at home.
Don't. Yeah, do, exactly. The old WWE logo, do not try any of this at home.
Exactly. You know.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Our parents did not start looking for us until the streetlights were out.
It's crazy that you would leave the house for 8 hours with no phone. Nobody knew who you were.
Oh yeah, just hop on a bike.
You would just be gone all day, and then hopefully you'd be home by supper time.
Yep.
No, you had to be home by supper time. That was not
enough. Yeah, I know.
All right, but Shrapnel, you have one down and two to go. Are you ready for question two?
Yep, let's get it.
Your second question. Which of these is a real children's book about an unusual friendship? Is it A, a boy in his lawn chair? B, a boy and his dog at the end of the world? C, a boy and his emotional support alligator? Or D, a boy and his Wi-Fi router?
Oh, let's see. Children's books. Oh, my. Let's see. Let's see. Let's go with a boy and his dog at the end of the world.
Be a boy and his dog at the end of the world? And you are right. Although I would totally read A Boy and His Emotional Support Alligator.
Oh, yes. By no means. I mean, the only one on there that sounds a little weird would be the Wi-Fi router. Well, but now in this day and age, this day and age, though, it's believable.
This day and age, that Wi-Fi router is probably a kid's best friend.
Oh, yeah. This day and age.
Yeah, you want to get your kid's attention, you turn the Wi-Fi router off, you'll get everybody's attention in about 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Everybody be in the living room. What happened to the Wi-Fi?
Congratulations, Shrapnel. You have gotten 2 out of 3 correct, so you have won that signed poster for Xavier. Congratulations to Xavier. Now, do you want to go 3 for 3?
Let's do it.
All right. Your third question. In the cult sci-fi film, A Boy and His Dog, what is unique about the dog? Is it A, it's actually 3 cats in a trench coat? B, it can telepathically communicate? C, it's a government-issued hologram? Or D, it's just a guy in a fursuit?
Oh, these answers. Let's see. Boy and his dog.
Oh, we lost Shrapnel.
Uh-oh, I think he hit the button.
Oh
no, we were so close.
As we work to restore our connection with Shrapnel. Oh.
What happened?
There we go.
Sorry about that. I did not know what happened.
That's all right.
Technical difficulties.
We know you were Googling the answer.
Oh, no. No. I would never. Nope. I'm not a cheater like some of the other wrestlers.
Or creative tactics.
Creative tactics.
Yeah, Alex likes to
say. No, let's go with B.
B, it can telepathically communicate, and you are right. 3 out of 3. Now, there was a show, I think it was on FX, about a guy who had an imaginary friend who was just running around in a dog suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it was D, the guy in the suit, that would have been a sci-fi convention, not a sci-fi film. So, that would have been right if it would have been a convention.
Oh.
Oh, but you got all three right, and you won that side poster for Xavier. Congratulations, Shrapnel.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's put you back in the position of honor there. There it is. Oh, and Ariel corrected me, saying, no, it was a guy who saw his girlfriend's dog as a guy in a dog suit.
Still weird either way.
And we got Dardar saying the best teams don't cheat. Hint, hint, PYT and the Gospel.
She's saying that PYT and the Gospel cheat. Hint, hint. That's what she was saying. Yeah. She just worded differently. So she's like, hey, we don't cheat. Hint, hint. You know,
very much so.
That's what she meant to say. She gets her words kind of messed up.
It's like that old Simpsons bit with the attorney.
Exactly. Exactly, that's what it was.
Oh, but congratulations, Travel, and like I said, it is absolutely wonderful having you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, man. I mean, I always want to be back. I mean,
hopefully
we know nothing happens again, and no more surgeries.
Well, we know this weekend you're going to be in Mount Vernon at IWA Productions with you and Savage taking on the new team of, what is it, Violence?
Yes.
That's what it is, yes. But besides that, you know, where could anybody see you next besides next weekend?
You know, I haven't made my return to anywhere else yet.
Okay.
But it is in the works. I've been in talks with some places.
Okay.
Do you have any NGW, one of them. Ignite is another one. And, you know, just... Really? If you really want to know where I'll be, it's on the socials. I share them on the socials, which is I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Those are where, if I'm at a show, that's where they'll be. I'll post them on there.
All right. And we got Dara say that she wants to go this weekend, but it's too long of a drive. And Donde is yelling referee
stuff. Why is he yelling for me? Is he outside?
Is he banging on your window?
I don't know. He's probably banging. He's probably at the wrong house. He gets confused.
Oh, my.
Donde always does have the best of intentions. He did send you to the eye doctor.
Yeah, the eye doctor. The iPhone doctor. Cost me $850. And I still got these same old glasses.
Donde says he's hungry, Scott.
He's always hungry.
You might need to go feed him.
He just ate.
You had him outside digging for dinosaur bones.
Well, he knows worked up an appetite. Well, he maybe find some worms or something. I don't know. He can dig up. I know there's probably snails out there. So,
hey, he's afraid of those things.
He doesn't like snails.
Well, yeah, I'll know when he finds a snail because I'll hear him screaming.
But I want to thank you again for joining us here tonight, Shrapnel. And I can't wait to see you this weekend. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Scott, did you have anything else for Shrapnel before he has to go?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tag up again this weekend in Mount Vernon. You know, hopefully everybody comes out, sees Shrapnel make your... This is your second match back, so...
Help.
As you guys... compete now for those tag team titles. It's going to be great to see you guys back at IWA. Looking forward to you returning to NGW.
Yep, me too, me too. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. You have a wonderful evening.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Oh, it's so good having him back.
Yes, I'm so glad. I mean, at least we get to see him this weekend. Hopefully... You know, in the future, real soon, he'll be making his return to NGW. But in the meantime, you know, he is going to be at IWA Productions this weekend. So it's going to be a great show, you know.
Yep. IWA Productions this weekend. out in Mount Vernon at 521 Perkins Avenue for Dream Big Fly High.
Yes, it is a fundraiser for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So, you know, it's always our annual show. It's always our Dream Big Fly High show. So it's going to be a great time. You know, I will be there. So, you know, I'm kind of worth the drive a little bit, you know. But it's going to be a great time because, you know, we do have a little bit of a break before we have the next NGW show. But there is some amazing shows coming up in the next few weeks, and we are going to be talking about a few of those in the next few weeks. So,
yeah, I, you know, we're love NGW, but NGW does, you know, have talent across quite a few promotions in the area, and yes, we work with quite a few promotions across the area too.
Yes, you know, it's great to see our NGW talent get out there and show their talent to other promotions, other areas of, you know, the Midwest, and it's just great to work with other companies, you know, put on some great wrestling, because, you know, it's always wrestling.
But, you know, speaking of big things though, Scott, and I should have brought this up when Trapnel was on, but do you know what today is?
Yes, I do.
What's today?
Today is the actual 3rd year anniversary of our very first show of NGW.
Yes, it is. And that show was called And So It Begins.
And it was actually on a Sunday. It was actually on a Sunday show. Yes. And we had the NWA legend Buff Bagwell there in the house. And I mean, it was a phenomenal show to start off this company. I mean, it's crazy that today has been 3 years with NGW that we've been kicking, and we're just getting stronger every year.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've only been around for, you know, since the first Melee in Mascoutah, really. But you've been there since the very first bell ring.
I've been there since day one. Very first show when we had it in Collinsville, Illinois, and then we went up to Mason, Illinois, and then we went to Watson, and then luckily after that we found our home at the Lou Civic Center in Mascoutah, Illinois, and we've been there ever since. So, I mean, we had to do that one show in Highland when the Lou Civic Center was redoing the floors because of the flood damage, but you know, once the Lou Civic Center opened their doors for us, it's just, that's been our home. And I love coming to Mascoutah, Illinois every time we have NGW and the fans, and just, it's just a great time over there.
And of course, I've got one other little thing before we go.
Okay.
My favorite thing to do.
Oh, your favorite thing. You get to do your favorite thing?
Are you ready, Scott?
I am so ready for your favorite thing.
Breaking news. We're actually going to go ahead and announce next week's guest.
Yes.
Tonight. I'm very excited for, because I've been able to go to the last few events, and our guest next week is coming to us from MMWA, and it will be Slammer.
Yes, Slammer. You know, I haven't got to see Slammer over in MMWA, but luckily Slammer has made a couple appearances over at IWA Productions in Mount Vernon, you know, for the Mount Vernon Rumble, and then he challenged Playboy last month for the IWA Productions Heavyweight Championship. So it's going to be great to have Slammer on the podcast. You know, we're going to talk about MMWA, you know, some great talent over there just across the border into St. Louis. I mean, right there, it's just, I want to make it out there to one show one time. I'm going to try to.
Dar says you made me spit my water out. What? Does Dar just not believe that we're going to have Slammer on the show?
I don't think she believes it.
And I'm excited. Slammer is one wonderful talent. And like I said, we'll be talking to him about MMWA's upcoming shows here and his career and everything that he's done. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
And it's going to be wonderful having him on. Dardar is speechless. There is a first time for everything.
Wow. Yeah.
But we will see everybody here next week when we talk to our guest Slammer. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here this week. I also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Mascoutah, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Make sure you swing by the Ringside Buffet before you come out and check out IWA Productions this weekend.
Yes. If you get a little early, get your pre-ticket before doors open, you will get a discounted ticket. You will save a little bit of money, so you get some good food, get a little bit of discount, but you have to buy your ticket before 5 p.m. of the day of the show to get that discount. So,
I mean, like, you know what? There's so many things that you that everything's great on the menu there.
Oh yeah.
And like, I really like the tacos.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, you just got to go with the most time. I just go with the buffet because it's just there's so much to choose on that buffet. And I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it is. You don't even know what to get.
Yeah, but thank you, everybody, for joining us here tonight. And we will see you next week. Make sure that you give us a wonderful top rope elbow drop on that like button. Have a good one.